What is up, my dudes and dudettes? I am Nate Houseman of the Nate Houseman channel and Nate Houseman blog, and we got to talk about the Durham report exonerating President Trump from any Russian collusion and election theft from 2016. And I got to tell you, I have been sitting here for the last probably 45 minutes trying to collect my thoughts, trying to calm down and not get so revved up over this whole situation, because there's a lot to unpack. And so many other channels and podcasts have covered this extensively. What I think I want to do is talk about the media, the mainstream media angle on this, because I'm really thinking about the main theme, root cause of this whole saga. And it's this: there was an effort to totally delegitimize and debunk President Trump, Donald Trump's presidency from 2017 to the election theft in 2020. And I believe the reason why that is was because the deep state and the mainstream media themselves were illegitimate. Donald Trump threatened to unmask them all. And really, he has been. I got to go back in time. When Donald Trump came down the escalator in 2015 and when he was running for president in 2016, I did not like him so much at first. Like, I was not on board because I didn't think he was such a principled, well thought out conservative. But what won me over was when he called out the media to their faces. I think it was during a press conference in July of 2016. And that was when I knew he's it. Because if we don't go after the media, there is no other, you know, there's no point in any trying to advance the conservative agenda anyway, because they control the discussion. So before we get further, if you find this content valuable and get any use out of it and you enjoy it, please share it, subscribe to whatever platform you're watching this on, either on Rumble, Odyssey, or on podcasts, and give it a thumbs up. If you want more content, I share blogs. And I share articles from around the web on my blog, natehouseman.net. I got a featured article from a week ago: the week citizen journalism conquered the corporate media, because this has been going on for a while now. The internet, social media, YouTube, Rumble, they have been chipping away at the mainstream media narrative. And the websites I'm going to source here for this program come from conservative media websites like Breitbart, like The Federalist, like Gateway Pundit, like The Conservative Brief, because those are the websites that are actually doing well in this environment. You see websites like Vice and BuzzFeed and The Huffington Post, they have been collapsing. Vice actually went bankrupt either this week or late last week. The left-wing media is circling the drain. It is terminally ill. And I've been saying for a while, the left-wing media is not true liberal media. If you want true liberalism, then conservatives are actually your friend, because we actually look at things open-mindedly, logically. We don't lie so easily, unlike the narcissists and psychopaths at channels like CNN or MSNBC. But let's go back to this article by Breitbart kind of summarized the whole situation. This is from Monday. The long-awaited report by special counsel John Durham, tasked to look into the FBI's investigation of the Trump campaign for Russian collusion, was released Monday, concluding that the FBI should have never launched an investigation into the Trump campaign. Like, there was not enough evidence. It was all based on lies and fabrications paid for by Hillary Clinton. Durham's 300-page report found a damning conclusion. Based on the review of Crossfire Hurricane and related intelligence activities, we conclude that the department and the FBI failed to uphold their important mission of strict fidelity to the law in connection with certain events and activities described in this report. Our investigation also revealed that senior FBI personnel displayed a serious lack of analytical rigor towards the information that they received, especially information received from politically affiliated persons and entities, Durham's report said, in apparent reference to the Hillary Clinton campaign-funded Fusion GPS P dossier, alleging collusion that the FBI relied on to investigate Trump. So This whole thing was a racket. This whole thing was a conspiracy, really, driven by Hillary Clinton, driven by the FBI and CIA, and a little later, we're going to see, driven by then-President Trump, Obama, and then-Vice President Biden. So, like I said, these people are sick and corrupt to the core, rotten. They never should have been in the positions they were in. And that's why they had to stop Trump. But let's look at the media angle, because from thefederalist.com, Durham report finds New York Times peddled fake news claiming Trump-Russia collusion. The blockbuster report released by special counsel Durham Monday found that the New York Times published fake news peddled by federal intelligence officials in 2017. So, I've heard talk that a lot of these outlets like the New York Times and New York Post, they're actually mouthpieces for certain, you know, government organizations like the FBI and the CIA. Like, they actually get their stories from these government agencies. It's kind of like the access media and entertainment. You hear about critics, like movie critics and film critics. Oh, they always give favorable reviews to shows and movies because the studios give them access, like early access to the review copies or interviews with the celebrities, whatever. So those access media outlets, they play ball. They kiss the ring. This is probably the same phenomenon with other, you know, mainstream media news organizations. And I just think this is funny here. Breaking: CNN falls to Newsmax in Friday's primetime ratings. I opened that in another tab. We're going to look at that a little later. But this article from December of last year: Trump sues the Pulitzer Board for defamation in defending winning Russian collusion stories. And you want to bet he's going to win that case now? You want to bet the only reason he wouldn't is if the courts and the judge were, you know, rigged against him, as we saw in the E. Jean Carroll case. But former President Trump, we should say rightful President Trump, sued the Pulitzer Prize Board on Wednesday for defamation, arguing a statement by the group that concluded a review conducted of previous claims he'd made defamed him. The board ultimately rejected Trump's request to remove the 2018 National Reporting Awards, which were given to the staffs of the New York Times and the Washington Post, saying the reviews included no passages, headlines, contentions, or assertions in any of the winning submissions were discredited by the facts that emerged subsequent to the conferral of the prizes. Well, they haven't discredited now. The whole apparatus has been discredited, and they did it to themselves. What Trump has really done here is he's taken a magnifying glass for everyone to look through, and these folks, and it's really magnified the sunlight, and the whole thing's caught fire. Going back to the Federalist, we're going to point and laugh at CNN. CNN falls to Newsmax in Friday's primetime ratings. That's cable news. This article's from May 16th, so this would have been Friday, May 12th, about not quite a week ago. Newsmax, the conservative media outlet, defeated CNN in Friday's primetime ratings to become the nation's third highest cable news channel. The news marks the latest embarrassment for CNN, an already declining left-wing propaganda network responsible for peddling numerous lies and regime-approved narratives in recent years. I think this paragraph is hilarious. The first and second slots for Friday's primetime ratings were taken by Fox News and MSNBC, respectively. So even after the Tucker Carlson drama and debacle, Fox is still number one. I think the only reason Newsmax is not number one, as it ought to be, is because real conservatives, real people who are dialed in, they don't get their information from cable news. They get it from the internet. They get it from either YouTube or online, you know, news outlets. And like I said, it's the conservative outlets that are doing well, because at this point, facts have a conservative bias. But CNN is just fopping like a fish. Jake Tapper, this is according to Breitbart, Durham report devastating to the FBI. To a degree, does exonerate Donald Trump. Well, no, not to a degree. It completely exonerates Donald Trump. But Tapper has to, throw the needle. Monday, moments after the long-anticipated Durham report about the Department of Justice and FBI probe into allegations the Trump 2016 presidential campaign colluded with the Russian government to win the presidency, CNN's The Lead host, Jake Tapper, weighed in on the results. Tapper acknowledged to his viewers the report, which criticized the FBI for the intelligence used to justify the investigation, was devastating to the agency and exonerated former President Trump. And Tapper kind of goes on saying, oh, but there's no indictments. There's really, that's all there is. Well, and that's also the point of MSNBC here. MSNBC's Weissman, Durham report, big fat nothing, that Russia interfered in the 2016 election. MSNBC, I think they are lost cause as far as like their mortal souls. Like, I know the fate of whether you're going to be saved really is a question between you and God. But when it's all out there, and when you're just flaunting your genetic inability to show empathy or objectivity, I mean, it's obvious. MSNBC legal analyst Andrew Weissman said Monday on Deadline that he believed Special Counsel John Durham's probe into the origins of the FBI investigation into former President Donald Trump's potential ties to Russia was a big fat nothing. Weissman said, if John Durham was really just doing an investigation to talk about what are better policies and practices that the FBI could have and was depoliticizing it, I would have been all for that and said, great. You know what? There's no agency that can't have greater scrutiny. But this was trying to say that there's a big there when there's no there. Oh, there's a there. It's just that. Are you going to indict the FBI and the Department of Justice when they themselves are in charge of indicting people? That's like asking a broken clock to fix itself. So, MSNBC, I don't think they have any reason to change their ways, because I think they're a loss leader for their parent company. They're a division of MSNBC Universal, and which itself is a division of Comcast. Comcast has all of that juicy cable and internet connection money coming in, so I don't think Comcast is hurting for money, so MSNBC has no incentive to change their ways, because they're probably a loss leader and their parent company's probably thinking, oh, whatever, let them do their thing. But CNN is a division of Warner Brothers and Discovery, and that company is working hard to cut a lot of their debt and cut costs. Their CEO, David Zaslav, he's a notorious penny pincher. And he's probably cracking the whip on CNN, trying to tell them, hey, get your act together. Give the people what they want. So we're going to talk about Fox a little bit here. But now's a good time to talk about cutting your own costs and building your own wealth. And that's why I want to, that's why I like to promote this company, Acre Gold. You've seen me in other videos promoting cryptocurrency and cryptocurrency exchanges like BitFi and BitGet and Uphold. Well, I'm also a big supporter of gold and silver. And Acre Gold is a very simple way of building up your collection of gold. You can sign up for a subscription where you pay a certain amount of dollars every month and get gold delivered to you in the mail, or you can buy some right off the bat. Click on the affiliate link and you'll be doing yourself a favor and you'll be supporting the channel. But go ahead and take advantage. What really is the root cause, not just the media, not just the government corruption, not just the bogus FBI and crooked politicians, it all comes down to money. You got to follow the money. And a lot of that is driven by the banks, the Federal Reserve. So the root way we really cut this monster off is by taking control of our money. And we do that by putting our money into assets like gold, silver, crypto, real estate, anything. So protect your wealth, sign up with Acre Gold, and do yourself a favor and do this channel a favor. Moving on. We got to talk about Fox, because other than Tucker Carlson, I think the one legitimate person there is probably Greg Gutfeld. And we're going to read this whole piece on Becker News. Gutfeld says, why shouldn't the election be called into question? Greg Gutfeld breaks with Fox News narrative over 2020 election interference. The Five's co-host, Greg Gutfeld, unleashed a powerful diatribe in the aftermath of Monday's Durham Report revelations, detailing a full-fledged election interference operation carried out by the FBI and CIA in concert with the knowledge and approval of the Obama White House and driven in part by Clinton's plan to stir up a scandal claiming interference by Russian security services. Okay, that's a long sentence, but you get the idea. Gutfeld defended Americans who continue to be skeptical about election integrity in the wake of the contested 2020 election that saw Joe Biden erroneously president over Donald Trump. If you have people saying that the company will not survive Trump, then your moral duty is to cheat, right? He asked rhetorically. And you should cheat. Like if somebody believe is telling everybody that this person is a modern day Hitler, it is your duty to do whatever it is possible to stop him. In fact, if you actually play by the rules, you're a traitor, right? So they created a devil that was so big and so vast, it made all actions permissible, he continued. And it made every institution, as the judge was saying, subject to suspicion, right? So you can bury stories. You can create hoaxes. You can fund smears. You can go anywhere because this person must be stopped. It's Hitler, an existential threat. Well, it's an existential, Trump is an existential threat to the bogus system. Moving on, Gutfeld says, what happens is now we're left with, and none of it's true. And so we had a half a decade hoax that infected and undermined every institution because we are made to believe this person is evil. And then people make fun of people who are skeptical about an election, he went on. Why shouldn't they be skeptical about an election when the DOJ and the FBI and the mainstream media and the tech companies and the Chamber of Commerce are all in on the same thing? Why shouldn't the election be called into question, right? He asked. Shouldn't a hero try to fix the election, right? Shouldn't a hero do that? If you're up against Hitler, that's where we ended up. And you can't go and condemn people for so-called conspiracy theories when you're going around telling everybody this guy was worse than Hitler. No. The Fox News co-host's rant flies in the face of the pivot of the network away from pro-Trump coverage and away from questioning the 2020 election following a $750 million lawsuit settlement with Dominion Voting Systems. And speaking of that lawsuit, James O'Keefe struck again. James O'Keefe is the future of journalism. He scared the shit out of the establishment when he went after Big Pharma. So Big Pharma flexed their muscles and got him removed from Project Veritas. But the alternative media is nothing if not nimble and resourceful. So he started the O'Keefe Media Group, and he's at it again. The O'Keefe Media Group released undercover video on Monday of a Fox insider spilling the beans on Tucker Carlson's firing. Fox News Tonight producer Sean Langill told undercover journalists that part of the Dominion settlement included Tucker Carlson being fired. And this article kind of has a transcript. I don't think I'll read it. But this was the latest explosive video released by James O'Keefe and the O'Keefe Media Group. So Fox News is just controlled opposition, trying to give us the illusion of choice. But the real choice is independent, is Newsmax and all the independents on the internet. All the cool kids are on Rumble and Odyssey. So now, we got to talk about Barack Obama, because it really is mainstream media's fault that Barack Obama was elected president in 2008. It was both the media, and you should also blame the Federal Reserve, because they raised interest rates at just the right time to cause the economic, you know, crisis that lasted from, really, Obama's whole presidency. Durham also reported that Obama and Biden were briefed in 2016 on Clinton's plan to link Trump to Russia, and they still pushed the collusion hoax. Then President Barack Obama and then President Vice President Joe Biden were personally briefed by then CIA Director John Brennan in 2016 that the CIA had evidence of Hillary Clinton planning to falsely link then presidential candidate Donald Trump to Russia, according to a report by Special Counsel John Durham released Monday. The report said the intelligence came from a highly significant intelligence from a trusted foreign source pointing to a Clinton campaign plan to vilify Trump by tying him to Vladimir Putin so as to divert attention from her own concerns relating to her use of a private email server. Remember that whole email drama, and the Republicans in Congress got nowhere trying to investigator. You know, we've got all these, we got some genuine patriots and conservatives in Congress and the House of Representatives now, but do their investigations have any teeth? You know, that's about the only thing they can do is control the budget and deny the FBI and all the law enforcement agencies their funding. So that's something they can do. But as far as investigations, as far as indictments, as far as trials for these traitors, we cannot count on the Department of Justice because they're part of the whole system. We have to go to an outside source. And that's why, you know, a lot of the Q followers, they think, oh, the military is the answer, because if it's found out that the whole cabal was in league with foreign enemies like China or the World Economic Forum, that falls under national security, and that's an act of war, and that's the military's jurisdiction. So what we're doing right now is we are exposing the whole system. I keep saying, if we the people were powerless and we couldn't do anything, then the criminals, the corrupt politicians, the corrupt media, they would not have to ally and work in the shadows. What we're doing is we're exposing the whole system, and then we the people, once we fully understand it, we will be able to dismantle it ourselves, lawfully and legally. So I know everyone with a conscience is pissed off about this whole affair, but you gotta remember, it's not getting worse, it's getting exposed. And Trump is our leader in this. Whether or not he's the president, whether or not Joe Biden is the true president, I don't think we have a president right now. Trump is the leader of the true Americans everywhere. So let's see what he does. Pray for him. Hope that, you know, he acts as God's instrument on earth to bring about the kingdom, like all of us should be. And let's be calm. Let's be careful. Pray for guidance. And we're going to make this world a better place. We're going to be a free country once again. We're going to make America great again. So with that, I will let you go. Like I said, if you want to support the channel, go to NateHassman.net, buy some merch, click on any of the resource links here, and go ahead and sign up for Acre Gold through the affiliate link in the description of this program. I'm Nate Hassman, letting you go, and I want to let you know it's okay to stand up for yourself. Have a good one.